Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. You want to get political? We'll talk about your health. You want to get into health care? We'll talk about that too. Whatever you want to talk about. But at the end of the day, remember this, your health is your greatest wealth. And knowing that living in the South, of course, like I do, that we're some of the most unhealthy states in the country. And you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't really care about that. Well, that's, you should. And let me tell you why. Because right now, by the year 2030 or 2030, as we say, half of the American population will be obese. Now, let me tell you what that means. It means that right now you can control what's going on with your health more than ever by changing your lifestyle choices. It's true. You know that 80% of the health challenges we face today, like diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, depression, anxiety, 80% of those are diet and lifestyle related. It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. And that's good news. Why? Because we can take responsibility for our health and for our life. And that gives us hope. It should, anyway. And it's funny that we always don't really pay attention to the things that were given in life to us for free. You know, the things that we pay money for, our cars, our homes, those are the things that we pay so much attention to. But our health really was a gift given to us for free when we were born. And how much are we really taking care of that? You think, well, you know, grandma and grandpa, they had diabetes and they had, you know, arthritis and they had heart disease. So it's coming down the pipeline. I might as well do whatever I want to do, live how I want to live, because I'm going to get it anyway. And that is not the case. And it doesn't have to be the case. Not for you, not for your kids, not for your grandkids. You literally can change the family tree by changing the choices that you make every single day. And on this show, we want to help you, empower you, equip you, educate you to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. This show is about empowering you. It's about empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll take your calls now. We're going to go to Tim, though. Tim, let's kick it off with you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Doc. A reason I'm calling is because recently I sustained an injury, but I'm pretty much recovered from it, and I wouldn't want to go through it again. how some people, they pop the vertebrae in their neck?
Sure.
I overdid it. And therefore, I injured a tendon. There's a tendon like behind your ear that goes down into your shoulder. And it, because of that, I couldn't raise my left arm. The upper arm, I couldn't move it or anything like that. But I found that from just resting throughout the day, I mean, let's see, a couple days ago, I found that I could raise my arm again, but I didn't do it.
So you're having some decreased range of motion because of what happened to your neck, right?
Yeah, decreased range of motion. Mm-hmm. But since I've been doing nothing but a lot of resting, drinking water, and...
Now, did you go see a physician? Did someone actually help you with that?
No, I went to a... I went to Bible study, and they all laid hands on me and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I went back home, and all I've been doing was sitting in a nice, easy chair that I could extend, a nice, comfortable chair, because, like, if I tried to if I tried to sleep in a bed, I'd bounce around and irritate the shoulder.
Right.
But the chair works a lot better. So I've been doing nothing but sitting in the chair, and now I'm able to raise my arm back to a full 100% to what it was.
So your question to me is what?
I'm just trying to get an understanding of what was happening, if you might have a...
Yeah, of course. So basically what happened is, if I'm getting this right, you kind of felt a little stiffness in your neck, a little kink in your neck, and so you kind of tried to whip your neck to the side a little bit and crack your neck a little bit, right? And
right.
In that, you injured it. And you now, when you say you injured a tendon, did you have someone diagnose that, or is that your own thought?
It's my own thought because I could feel it.
Okay. Let me tell you exactly what happens when you do something like that, all right? When you feel some type of tension, muscle tension, or whatever it might be in your neck, okay, and you take it and you kind of whip it to one side or bend it to the side, which you're right, you really should never, ever, ever do that. And the reason is because you have a little muscle bundle or trigger point that might show up in the neck, you should have someone that's qualified to actually work on that. And it could be from stress, and it could be from some of the bones in the spine being out of position. And you could get an expert that could help you put it back into position, such as an osteopathic physician that's a DO or a chiropractic physician, a DC. They're very well trained. That's what they do. And, I mean, even some physical therapists have been trained as well in that aspect. So whenever you have, just let me tell you, in the future, if that ever happens again, obviously you probably learned a lesson, but don't ever do that. You always want to have someone qualified to work on it. And that's what they do. I mean, that's how they're trained. So anyway, my point is, what happens is when you whip your neck like that, it's not really so much a tendon. It's more the ligaments that can stretch a little bit. There's a disc in between the bones. Now, probably didn't rupture a disc. Did you cause some inflammation in there, some shearing force to the disc itself? Yeah, it probably did. But, I mean, you know, the difficulty raising your arm and all that, the nerves that come out of the base of the neck go in and innervate the shoulder down into the arm. They deal with sensation. They also deal with the motor function, which is the movement. So when you think motor, think movement. And so that's what it probably, some of the inflammation and swelling from you doing that could have hurt. Now, here's the deal. You probably didn't injure it at that moment. The disc itself is probably in between the bones and the neck. It's probably been degenerating for some time. 80% of the body breaks down before we experience our first symptom. So if you understand that, then you understand that this has probably been going on for some time, probably poor posture over a long period of time, and then finally you just did that motion, and it was enough to throw it over the edge. So at this point, it's great that you've had peers around you that believe for healing on you, and I'll agree with that because I believe in that as well. I've seen miracles happen. So I think that's good. If it's still bothering you, I think you should use someone that could just go and, you know, kind of oversee it a little bit to make sure they do. If they need x-rays, depending on the doctor or what he thinks, they might not. But at the same time, you just want to have someone look at it and double check and make sure everything's doing okay, even from a muscular standpoint, and bones, muscles, nerves, all of it. And it can be very beneficial. So that's what happens. What happened is you probably created some inflammation around the nerve going into your shoulder, going into your arm, that got affected, but it's pretty easy to clean up, and the body heals. Something to think about in the process of you going through this, so it heals correctly. But, I mean, typically with something like that, you'll be fine. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to call in with questions about your health. Talk about the 7 prescriptions that everyone should follow for optimal health. You think about it, all these different books out there, everybody's got their own opinion. What in the middle of all of that do you really need to be doing to experience the kind of health that we're all looking for? We're going to talk about that in just a moment coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Ace, and I'm talking about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com.
It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to mylongevitytest.com. That's mylongevitytest.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Auburn, Alabama writes, I'm 43 and I've been pretty healthy my whole life. Last month I started noticing a sensation at night my doctor calls restless leg syndrome. What can I do to stop this? RLS, as we call it. Yeah, Sylvia, here's the deal. A lot of people deal with restless leg, and there's several medications that are out there to handle that sort of situation, but it's pretty simple. Actually, restless leg is due to a mineral deficiency in the body. And from more of a natural perspective, there's several things that you can consider. So think about the minerals that are the big ones that a lot of people struggle with and that we don't really see in our food supply as much as we need to. We see calcium, but we're not getting the amount of vitamin D that we need. And that's not just from sunlight, actually from more supplemental vitamin D. And vitamin D is a blood test that everyone should have done with their physician. No doubt about it. And simply put, because vitamin D is kind of the regulator for all of the other different minerals. So it's important to have magnesium, plenty of boron, plenty of calcium, but you've got to be able to absorb all of those. If you don't absorb those nutrients well and the minerals themselves, then it can cause a lot of the cramping. It can cause a lot of the jumpiness of the restless leg, because typically happens at night with a lot of people. And Requip and some of the other medicines can stabilize it and manage it, but it really doesn't get to the root cause of what's going on. So just something to think about as you're going through that. Typically, it comes down to mineral deficiencies. And if you're not eating a real well-balanced diet, and what I mean by that, I mean, everybody has their own version of what that really means. And a well-balanced diet typically is you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs for your protein sources. All right, and then low glycemic carbohydrates, staying away from the starchy carbs like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, staying away from the white potatoes and white rice and that sort of thing. Sticking more with fruits and vegetables. And then your good healthy fats, your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the good ones. Those are the ones that aren't really going to make you fat. Those are the ones that are going to help your hormones and everything else work in a much better way. So just a couple of things to think about as you're dealing with that. And when you talk with your doctor, maybe you can mention some of that to them. But I do think, in the end of the day, a lot of what we eat determines how we feel and how our body functions more than anything. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Florence now. Hi, Florence. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I was calling to ask you about a dry skin condition I have on my face. And it's not oily skin like a few people thought that it was. It's just dry and can turn red at times.
Okay, so you've been having some dry skin on your face. How long has it been going on for?
It's been going on for a good while.
Okay. And so have you been to your physician?
I don't know.
Well, have you been to your physician, a dermatologist or someone, to talk to them about it?
I've been to a regular doctor about it before.
Okay, so your family physician, I guess? Your family doctor? Okay, what did they say? Or did they give you any creams, or what were their thoughts about it?
Well, all I've heard was just keep it washed.
Okay, well, here's the deal. When it comes to skin conditions, remember this. It's most skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. I mean, sometimes there are outside conditions, fungal infections or whatnot, that can cause some issues with the skin. But psoriasis, dermatitis, most of those conditions, eczema, all of those typically come from the inside out. It means that something's in your digestive tract that's just not working real well, because the skin's the largest organ that we have. It's actually considered an organ. And if you have a lot of inflammation within the digestive tract, then it's going to show itself a lot of times on the skin. So one of the biggest reasons, well, I say two, there's probably two big reasons that people get skin conditions like you're talking about, especially with dry skin. One is they don't have good bacteria or enough good bacteria in their digestive tract, which would be probiotics. And putting the probiotics in would be one of the most critical things you can do. And that you get that from your food. You can get it from plenty of dairy products like yogurt. And I'm a big fan of goat's milk yogurt. Raw is much better than pasteurized, of course. It's very hard to find that. But even if you can get into the regular goat's milk yogurt, much better than the cow's milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And there's a lot of laws going on right now politically against a lot of farmers with raw milk. And literally, especially in the South, where there are a lot of places that they do what are called co-ops. And the co-ops, you can actually buy into the goats
or buy into the cows, and that's how you can go pick up your milk and whatnot in the raw. And, get, you know, a lot of states have rules and regs on that. Well, the federal government's stepping in now, and they're trying to say you can't do that. They're trying to shut all that down. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. My point being is that for probiotics, very, very good, extremely healthy. And that's how, like, people like my grandmother grew up on a farm. Just, I mean, was extremely healthy, lived to be 94. Unbelievable. Great lifespan, just died in her sleep. So with dry skin, you got to think about good bacteria in the gut and also, which you can get probiotics in supplement form, by the way, in your health food store, or you can order them online. But the other is to look into omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil. I'm a big fan of cod liver oil because you get plenty of vitamin A, vitamin D, and also the omega-3 fatty acids. The oil is better than the gel caps, though, because of the way it's processed. But typically, those are the two main issues of skin conditions all the way around. And wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, staying away from a protein called gluten can be helpful as well. But that's what the research says. I hope that's helpful to you. Just know this, I would see a physician if you haven't, and a dermatologist is the expert in skin. It can be helpful for you. Hope that helps.
I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com and get your free book today. It's free with Live O2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Live O2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Live O2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Live O2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news that it fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter. Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Texting while sleeping. Now, this is new. You hear about sleepwalking? Well, most of us are familiar with that. But now, of course, with cell phones and everybody having their phone right by their hip, there's something, there's a phenomenon called sleep texting or texting while sleeping. Some say that sleep texting is a sign that we're part of the technologically advanced times. One person said, I have to look at full conversations while I'm asleep, but I don't remember any of them. People are capable of performing complex activities during certain phases of sleep. And now texting appears that it could be a new part of issues with people's sleep. People sleep with their phones. I know I have. How many times have you fallen asleep with your phone? I use the alarm on my phone a lot of times, but I don't like keeping the phone on me because of the electromagnetic radiation the phone puts off a lot. And if you don't have a magnet, they have these little devices that you can actually put in the back of the phone. Let me see what the name of this one is. It's called the Shield. And the Shield, I believe it's theshield.com, something like that. $20, and you can get a little a device you can put inside by your battery. And it people say, does that really work? Yeah, it's enough. It's worth it because it can block a lot of the radiation. You know, if you keep your cell phone on your hip or in your pocket or near your head all day, every little bit helps. Does it get all of it? Probably not. But does the mechanism work behind it? Yes. It's not a gimmick. Anything you can do magnetic on your body, a lot of the magnets that you see, that can be very beneficial for your overall health and to really make a difference. So when you're thinking about doing something like that, you want to be very protective. But, yeah, the sleep texting is important. Always keep your phone away from you, not just from the texting part, but it is good to sleep. When you're sleeping, it can also disrupt sleep patterns, believe it or not. If you keep your phone near your head at all, it can, not to mention the buzzing that can happen if it starts to ring or get text messages through the evening. But texting while sleeping, interesting. Amazing what's going to come up next. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're taking calls about your health. Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Welcome, darling. How can I help?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with 5 blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately had surgery 6 days later. And actually, the reason I was diagnosed, I've been a walker for about 15 years, but I started jumping on the trampoline after listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
for you.
Upping the exercise made me have a little bit of discomfort in my chest, and that's why I went and got it checked out. So right. Thank you very much for maybe saving my life, but you and Vanderbilt Hospital.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
But anyway, and they are very good doctors, and I'm very appreciative. But I haven't been told anything different to do. And what I've been told is it's hereditary.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a little frustrating. I'm taking some medication now, but it's just a little frustrating that they haven't. And maybe there's not anything else I can do. You know, I don't know. I'm not overweight. I've never been overweight. And like I said, I do exercise daily.
Well, here's the thing. So tell me what a typical day looks like for you now. Have you changed your eating habits? Sounds like you're exercising. But have you made any major modifications? Or you're kind of asking me, what's next?
Well, I'm pretty much a healthy eater and have been. I mean, my friends couldn't believe it because I'm a big salad eater, not a heavy meat eater. Now, I have eaten sweets my whole life, but I've cut down on that. But I guess I'm just curious.
Let's define healthy. Okay? So eating salads really doesn't mean someone eats healthy. All right, and I'm just saying that. So I tell you what, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right now, at this point, you know, post-heart condition, that kind of thing, give me kind of a synopsis of what a day looks like.
Okay, breakfast, I drink black coffee, have a bowl of shredded wheat and bran. I use almond milk, and I eat, like, a cup of blueberry.
Okay.
Then mid-morning, I have peach fruit, usually banana or pear or something like that. Then for lunch, I have a huge salad. And then for dinner, it's usually something like a sweet potato and a vegetable and possibly a piece of chicken. I eat some red meat, but not much. And no pork.
All right.
So that's about it.
Where's the fats? I don't hear a lot of fats in your diet.
I eat a lot of fat in my diet.
All right. There's the problem. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Fats, and it's okay. It's all right. And that's why I want to tell you, because fats are really important. They're important because for heart health, they do a lot. And matter of fact, the good fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, play a big role. Like cod liver oil or fish oil is really important. Coconut oil is really good to cook with, along with butter. I know you're thinking, well, I thought that caused heart attacks. Not really. Actually, what it does, butter has components in it that can actually help reduce the plaquing in the arterial walls. And I'll tell you some foods that are really good. Eggs, whole eggs, probably when somebody has heart conditions, whole eggs have been shown to be some of the best food sources that you can actually eat. Because the egg yolk itself, not egg whites and not the fake eggs, but the actual whole egg, there's components in the egg yolk that are very heart protective. And there's a component called lecithin and choline. Both of those are in the yolk of the egg. And they help kind of pull off or emulsify the fat or melt the fat off, or the plaquing is probably a better word to put it, the plaquing off the arterial walls and help get rid of it. And so a lot of studies done on eggs and the efficacy of eggs and how well they work. So it's something to think about as you know, you're planning your dietary way of eating. So it's just something to think about. But exercise, yeah, that's important. That plays a big role. But your diet is the key. When it comes to heart health, that is really, I think, one of the biggest topics that anyone can focus on. So just something to think about as you're walking down that path. And when you go talk to your cardiologist and your team that you have with you, maybe mention some ideas. Do some research on your own. Bring it to them and say, hey, is this okay? They're probably not going to say it's bad. Matter of fact, a lot of the AHA, the American Heart Association, which I'm a member of, it, they are changing some of the guidelines as far as the foods and kind of the heart-healthy diet, if you will. And it's mentioning a lot of the healthy fats in it because they're recognizing that that plays a big role in our overall health. Be careful with carbohydrates. And from the late 80s and early 90s, really the carbohydrates, and even the good ones like sweet potatoes and all, they're fine and they're healthy for you. Okay, so don't get me wrong. But when you have carbohydrates, you want to make sure that you eat them with some type of fat, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, something like that, because the fats actually, the good fats, actually help with the blood sugar-related issues that can come from a piece of fruit or from eating a sweet potato or brown rice or whatever. So it's good to have some fats, maybe avocado or whatnot. That's just good practice. So protein, fat, and carbohydrate in all your meals, from research and what it says, is a good way to go. Just keeping everything balanced is always the key. That's what the body always wants. And so even though maybe you don't have an ongoing plan that they laid out for you, I would mention some things. Maybe in my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the anti-inflammatory diet and, you know, foods that will reduce inflammation in the body, foods that will actually add inflammation that one should probably avoid for optimal health. But yeah, I mean, just some of those little keys. Do they have you, by the way, I have a quick question. Do they have you, what medicine do they put you on after that?
Metoprolol, twice a day. The beta blocker, and right. I've tried three different statins, and I can't take them. I'm not taking
joint
them
pain.
Now.
A lot of joint pain. When you take statin?
Just different things. But anyway, I'm not taking that anymore. But I do take niacin, 1500 milligrams of niacin a day.
Okay.
And fish oil, and I don't know.
Are you taking the oil or the gel caps?
The gel caps.
Yeah, switch over to the oil. You might want to look into that because the gel caps a lot of times they can turn rancid the way they make them. And the way you heat a fish oil and put it into a gel cap, it turns into a trans fat. And we all know that that's, you know, can be potentially cancer causing. So you want to be careful with the gel caps themselves unless it's been tested, they're mercury free and they were cold pressed and you know, it's all in how they're made. But the oil is always a better way to go. It sounds like you've got a good plan together. CoQ10 is a big one, too. There's some good research on that when people have had any kind of heart-related condition. And ubiquinol is actually a better version of the CoQ10. It's absorbed better. And, again, good research on that as well. But the biggest thing, if you're asking my thoughts on it, like where do I go from here kind of thing, usually is diet. And if you got your exercise plan down, which is probably the toughest for a lot of people, they really struggle with exercise, have a hard time with it. That's one of the biggest issues with someone that has had any type of heart-related condition is exercise program. So if you got that down with no problem, that's fantastic. You're already ahead of the game. So I would just focus more on your diet and really getting that tight, knowing that the foods that you put inside your body become your body. You know, your cells are made from the foods that you eat. And that does play an enormous role in your overall health. But keep me posted. I think you're doing great. Sounds like you've got a good plan. Just adding some fats in your diet might be something you want to look into. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Coming back about your health and about your life. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know why? You're thinking, how is that good news? It's good news because it gives you hope. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which most of us have in the United States, the good news is if we can make some radical changes, which will yield radical results, then we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That is the hope that we have. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
It's
Breathe with Live O2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Live O2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Live O2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Live O2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com. Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com and get your free book today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Great or small, know this, know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as he is in the deepest valley, and he will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think he needs to, but in the way that he will always do, because that's just who he is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, he's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it. It's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis. Just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too, and astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system, and vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates than vegetables, then it's there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other, and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids. That all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others? And because your blood type, I think if this is my opinion, if you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay with the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more... It's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right. Thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And right. I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself? Is it coming out in one area?
No. Or is I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was out mechanic and I went. My neighbor invited me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I'll tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to mylongevitytest.com. That's mylongevitytest.com. Hi, this is Dr. Asa, and I'll talk to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com.
1-8-9-1.